Where are you? your hands and worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Whatever you've been asking, whatever you've been in need of, right now in this moment, receive it. For the Holy Spirit is here, and in Him there is freedom, there is liberty, there is healing, there is joy. If you know it, come on, somebody worship Him this morning.
Offering now, the church offering. Hallelujah. Well, this is a, I enjoy doing the offering because I'm just like one of you, I'm one of the members here, but my purpose is to encourage you and to let you see what God does with your tithe in your life. It's part of your covenant, and I'm going to put up scripture. I'd like to read from Revelation chapter 12. And let's see if I've got.
It's on the TV.
Okay, it's on there. Okay. It's on the TV.
Right behind you.
On here.
All right.
But war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought, but there were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven, not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called the devil and Satan, one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Then I heard a strong voice. This is what I want you to hear, the strong voice today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heaven saying, salvation and power are established. Kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah. The accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb. We all know that Jesus is the Lamb that was sacrificed, and it was by his blood that we're redeemed, we're set free. Then the bold word of their witness. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. I'm used to the King James. It says, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. What I wanted to really bring to your attention today was the word of your testimony. Now, when you tithe, you will have a testimony. You will see the provision of God, the blessing of God. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about what when you tithe, Malachi 3:8, 9:10, there it talks about he'll rebuke the devourer, he'll open the windows of heaven, pour it out. But we need to hear the testimonies of the people that are having these miracles and God moving in their lives by their faithful tithing. And one of the ways that you hear it from the members, your brothers and sisters here, is when you go to the home fellowship group. And 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, Wednesday, we had a testimony there. On Wednesday night we prayed, and then Thursday I got a report. I was thrilled when I heard that testimony. When I heard that testimony, that really stirred me up. And I realize that that testimony is really, it empowers us. It strengthens us to get to the point where, hey, we give up our life, even unto the dead. So this is how you overcome. This is how you stay in the victory day in and day out. And whatever you're doing, you will have the victory because of the power that's working in you. But you've got to stir it up. You've got to hear it. So you need to hear the testimonies. And so I wanted you to hear that testimony today. So I've asked Maria, come up please. Maria is the one that we prayed for. Hi, Maria. And it was, as I said, it thrilled me, and it'll thrill you too, because God moves. Now, Maria got a house a few months ago. 2 months ago. God faithfully gave her a house because she's a faithful tither. But now, tell them what happened on Wednesday night when you were worried about that.
Okay. So I work in a basically kind of like a sales and commissions job. I do have a small salary, but I mainly work for commissions. I'm a retention manager at my company. And so basically, I talk to angry people all day long. By the time they've gotten to me, they've talked to everybody else. But so I was given, I'll say, my house in August, and I feel like a little bit after that, just kind of started feeling a little, like it's been really, really rough at work, getting like the angriest people, and it just was really, really hard to save those accounts, and people, I mean, they were just like, nope, nope, don't care, nope, 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 cancel, 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 cancel. And I was getting a little discouraged, so in the month of August, I actually didn't meet my quota for the first time in like a year. And so I was a little bummed about that. And of course, you know, you start taking that on yourself and you're like, what am I doing wrong? What am I saying wrong? What is, like, what is going on here? And I was feeling really, really down because we were into, I think we were the last week of the month of September. So like we work, you know, hard all month, and then the first of each month, we start back at zero again. So I was feeling really discouraged, and we were at group on Wednesday, and every group, I mean, I think we spend more time praying than we do anything. Like we ask, you know, if anybody needs prayer and what can we do? And I have to tell you how thankful I am for this group on Wednesdays. And sometimes you feel like, man, I just want to go home and just like be done. But every single time I go anyways, and I feel so much better by the time I leave, because I've been able to not whine about whatever is bothering me. Sometimes I whine, but at least get it out there to people that understand and know what they can do to help you. You know, sometimes if you know you have friends or family that aren't believers, they're like, oh, it'll be okay, this and that. But when you're in this fellowship and you share this time with these people that are prayer warriors and really believe in the power of prayer, they fill you up and they encourage you and they pray for you and they help you to make these things happen through the word of God, you know? So I had 2 days left in the month, I think it was, and we went on that Wednesday. And I led them. Yeah, I was 20, I think I was 25, 20-something behind on my quota, and I was like, man, this is, what am I going to do? So anyways.
And getting two or three back is a big deal. And she's 23 behind.
Yeah, I'm 20-something
so like,
behind.
Two days left in the month.
Yeah, so anyway, so I told them, and you know, they, I mean, Anna, I mean, blew me away with her prayer, and Stacy encouraged me with sending out my ministering spirits to, you know, make this happen for me, and you know, I knew that this was the devil coming against me.
You're worried about losing your job.
Well, yeah.
Because if you didn't make this.
Well, I'm worried about disappointing, yeah. You know, my manager, because he really believes in me, and I wasn't worried about the financial aspect, to be honest. You know, I just didn't want to be 2 months in a row. But so anyways, we did that prayer. It was amazing. It really, really taught me how to, you know, take hold of whatever's trying to come against me and just really speak the word of God over my life. So anyway, so the next day I'm at work and I just had a sense of peace and I wasn't anxious. And I was like, you know what? And I'm proclaiming all day, I'm a tither and a giver. I am made to increase, not decrease. And I was just all day. And so finally it was probably like 4 o'clock, I think, and I pray in the bathroom a lot at work, or I'm washing my hands and stuff. I don't know if anybody else does that in the shower or whatever. I'm praying all day long. So anyways, I'm in there, and I was just thanking God for the peace that he had given me in this situation. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter, because God knows what I do. He knows how hard I work, and the reports and the numbers don't matter because he knows what I do. And I was just thanking God for the peace that he had given me, and I very rarely take a break at work because just grinding the phones all day long. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a break. It's about 4 o'clock. And I was trying to leave at 5 that day because it was a Thursday. Anyway, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a break. And I went and I took a break and I walked around my building and I was had my praise and worship on and I was practically skipping around the building because I just had this sense of peace that it didn't matter. It didn't matter. So I come back in and I had an email from a customer I've been working with since June. I called this lady and called this lady, emailed her. My boss is like, hey, have you heard anything back from Cindy Fisher? And I'm like, no, she's not returning my calls. So I come back in after taking that break and having that sense of peace and just giving God praise and thanking him for that peace. And Cindy was like, yeah, we're gonna continue service for you. 22 accounts. 22 accounts in one order, 3 tanks, because I do CO2 tanks, so 3 accounts that had already switched to another supplier, and Anna specifically prayed that they were going to give me back accounts that I had already lost, I got 4 accounts back that day that I had already lost, and I ended up with 36 saves in 2 days. That's like a half, 2 weeks or more. So I instantly was like, oh my gosh! And I was like, praise him, praise him. I'm texting. So it just was so amazing. And I shared that with everybody, and I shared it with my office mate who is not necessarily a believer, and I prayed for her and I sent her ministering spirits out. She came up with 20 in the next day as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so God is good.
The testimony that when you tithe, God is going to take care of everything. He's going to take care of you always, but financially, we need to overcome and get into a place of abundance. That's how God, Jesus said, I came to give you life and give it more abundantly. This is abundance. And when you're a tither, you have a covenant. You can depend on God meeting all of these needs. I've heard more testimonies. You need to go to the home fellowship groups if you're not, because this is where you get to pray and you get to really hear the testimony that maybe you don't hear at church. But I wanted Maria to come up, because when we were praying this morning, Pam was talking about the witness. You know, the witness is really our testimony. It's the testimony of what God is doing in our lives. And when you tithe, you can expect God to come forth and take care of everything. We'll share more of those, but go to the home fellowship groups and hear that. So, hallelujah. I hope you're encouraged. There's envelopes on the seats. There's different ways to give. Envelope, online, text, or mail. So please make that out, and we're going to collect the offering. We're going to hear a short video from Pastor Steve welcoming our guest today. So please be generous, because God is very generous to you. Amen.
So glad that you're here today. Just sorry that I'm not there. I hate to miss a Sunday. But Jill and I are in South Africa. We are attending the International Conference of Christian Family Church. And this happens every October. And we have Christian Family Church pastors from all around the world that are going to gather together, because we have over 450 Christian Family Churches around the world. And so this is a ministry trip for us. This is not a vacation. We'll be in conference all week, and then I'll be preaching 8 different times on this trip, and we're attending a wedding and what have you. So please pray for us while we're gone, because we certainly are praying for you. We're so glad you're here today. I know you're going to have a great service. I want to thank Tom and Anna Cartwright for hosting the service today. I know they did a great job. They always do, and we love them so much. They've been with us. Their family's been with us from the beginning, and Tom Cartwright is a member of our board and the church. And so thank you, Tom and Anna. And everyone, I've got great news. Remember last week I spoke about God's got this, God's got it, God's got this. And I said to you that we were trusting the Lord. We needed to pay $50,000, the final payment on our new building. And I just want to let you know that the Lord came through, and we got the $50,000. It was given and supported this. We really appreciate your faithful, generous giving. And so, praise God. Now we're just waiting on our zoning to be finalized. And then in January, we will start the build out. So that's great news, isn't it, everybody? Why don't you give the Lord a big hand? We have a special guest, a friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He's also South African, and we knew him back in South Africa, and he's been in the ministry for many years, and we love him very, very much. He's a great speaker. He's anointed. God uses him in signs and wonders, and he's got a great sense of humor. I mean, you're gonna really enjoy today. I know you're going to be blessed. So I want to ask you to give a big Christian Family Church Jupiter welcome to my friend Mark Movies.
Skateboard, I mean, you can surf on that thing. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I don't know so much about the sense of humor, but don't you guys think that you have a super cool pastor?
Yeah.
Pastor Steve is the slickest, coolest pastor I know on the planet. I mean that sincerely. He's just a cool guy. I mean, I feel like I've got to catch up with where he's going, and he's always seems to be ahead of everything. But praise God, I'm so glad I'm here this morning. How about you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And what an exciting testimony of seeing what God's doing in your life. Isn't it just, God wants to take you from glory to glory. And, I really believe that this is a great season for your life. In the area of faith, God's going to take you from one realm to the next. And I just declare divine favor in your workplace. Continued divine favor. Let's just stretch our hands out towards you right now. Continued divine favor in your workplace. And Lord, I just thank you for supernatural provision and increase in Jesus' name. I just want to say this. I feel, just to tell you, that the workload, even though it sometimes can become overwhelming for you, that the workload is going to, even though it might feel overwhelming, there's going to be a supernatural grace where it's going to feel less. You're going to be able to get, even though the workload is crazy, you're going to be able to get more done than you ever have before. And divine favor, even in upper levels, higher than even your immediate your immediate people that are above you, you're going to experience some greater favor. Let's just go ahead and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Well, I am excited here, and I just want to go ahead and say it's a deep, deep honor for me to be here. Your pastors are wonderful people. I love them enormously. I've known them for many, many years, and of course, they've known me growing up from a very young age. And I do want to say this, that, starting out in the ministry, my mom and dad have been pastors my entire life, revivalists, missionaries on a little island in the Indian Ocean. If you look at the map of Africa, further east of that is another huge, biggest island called Madagascar. And then a little bit further east, you probably don't know this place, it's called Mauritius. But anyway, I grew up there, my dad was born on that island. And they were missionaries, and God used them to pioneer a revival on that island. And basically I grew up around the things of the Lord, didn't always serve the Lord, but radically gave my life to Him at a young age, the age of 17, just going on to 18 years old. And the moment I did that, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life the day before, but the moment I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I knew exactly what I was called to do. And I gave my entire life, devoted my life to the King of Kings for the purpose of being in the ministry. And so I say all of that to say this, that sometimes you need to catch a break every once in a while. And so, that obviously comes from the favor of the Lord. We understand we give all the honor, the glory, and the credit to the Lord Jesus Christ. But, it also takes people on the other side hearing from the Lord and giving people opportunity. And so it was all the way probably about 12, 13 years ago that your pastors in Cape Town, South Africa actually opened up the door for me to minister with them. Of course, I've grown up around Christian Family Church, but Pastor Steve is essentially the first person that initiated opening doors of ministry for us. And, I'm not saying that because I want to puff them up or anything, but I just want to give honor where honor is due, because I believe as a result of their obedience, the many more doors that have been opened to us has been as a result of one act of obedience. So it is with great honor that I'm here. I love your pastors very much, and I don't want you for one second to forget that you are sitting under some great leaders that love the Lord Jesus Christ and have an amazing passion for the Word of God. Amen? Amen? How many of you know there's a lot of things going on out there right now And if you're not rooted in the Word of God, even in the church, I'm not here to knock anybody. This is not the point of me. I'm not here to be critical. In fact, I'm very positive because Jesus loves His church. No matter what church it is, Jesus loves His church. But if the people in these places and where they are fellowshipping are not being given good Bible foundation, not opinion foundation, not feel good foundation, a foundation that is going to be solid. Because when the storms of life come, ladies and gentlemen, you can't rely on experiences, you can't rely on this or that, you can only rely on the Word of God, because ultimately the Word stands the test of time. You can take the Word to the bank, it will never ever come back void. God will never let you down. Come on, heaven and earth may pass away, but His Word will never pass away. Amen? And I'm just saying that to say this, I encourage you, I just want to encourage you, to let you know you are in a safe place. You are in a good place, because if there is an environment where you're going to get the Word of God uncompromisingly, it is here, right here at CFC Jupiter. And I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just telling you how it is. It's the reality of it. Amen?
Amen.
So praise God. Aren't you glad that you are in a good place this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm very, very excited to be here with y'all. How many of you know that, you guys never advertised what the message was about, did you? Desires, dreams, and destiny. Okay. Say this with me. Desires, dreams, and destiny. Could I have our brother that plays on the one that's going to be playing on the keyboard, if I can just have him up on the keyboard, if you don't mind, wherever he is. There you are. Just give him a welcome as he comes up right now. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. If you can get something like strings or something just in the background, I just want to hear what you have, and then I will operate with that. In Jesus' name. So, all right. Somebody say this with me. Desires. Dreams. And destiny. Say it one more time. Desires. Dreams. And destiny. You know, one of the things that our ministry is called to, and you know, our ministry is Destiny Revival Ministries. That's who we are. I mean, that's what we function out of. So one of the things that I've found over the years, how many of you know that whatever you're most passionate about is going to be what comes out of your mouth? You're going to be speaking about that. It's just going to, by default, come out of your mouth. You're going to talk about it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, the Word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
And so one of the things that I've found that over the years, I've always said that our desire is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. But more than that, as I'm preaching, no matter what subject I'm talking about, it is always going to be underlined, or in between somewhere in that message, the substance of that message is going to come out ultimately in God's desires and destiny for your life being fulfilled.
Amen?
Amen. Understanding without any shadow of doubt that God has got a plan and a purpose for you. Having an inner faith, a faith that is unwavering to the call, the purpose, and the destiny of God for your life. Knowing beyond a shadow of doubt, just knowing, having it, waking up in the morning, just like you wake up and you know the sun's going to rise, having an inward faith, knowing that God has a plan for my life. Now, I might not be where I'm supposed to be right now, but I know that God's destiny for my life is real. He's got something for me, and I know that I'm going to run after that which God has put in my heart, because He's put eternity in the heart of every single person in this place.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we'll discover along the way is this thing called life. Life throws things at every one of us. Some of it's just life, and then some of it is obviously, we know, the evil one who comes to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And the enemy's agenda He brings you into the place of accepting your circumstance, of accepting what life has thrown at you, all with the motive of getting you to settle. Because if you can get you to settle, you will never, never be as effective as you should be.
Right.
Come on now, somebody. Somebody, 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 come on. It's okay to say amen every once in a while, amen? I'm just missing. So God has a plan. Put your hand on your heart right now and say this. God has a plan for my life. God has a purpose for my life. I believe it.
I believe it.
Say this with me. I might not be where I want to
be.
But praise God. I'm not where I used to be. Say this. I see myself in my future. And I look much better than I look right now. Say it again. I see myself in the future. And I look much better than I look right now. Why? Because today, faith is coming to establish within your hearts an unshakable faith that is being established in your heart that you will hook your faith into, that because what you believe today and release by the words of your mouth today will begin to unlock the plans and purposes of God. I believe the anointing of the Most Holy One here today is to unlock those of you that the enemy has almost got you into the place of settling.
Amen.
Say this with me. I'm not going to
settle.
Say it with me again. I'm not going to
settle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just for a few seconds, just go ahead and close your eyes right now. While the keys are playing. I know that we're not here, that this is not a coincidence, but a God incidence that we're here today. And I'm going to get into what I have to bring to you as a message here this morning, but I just need to be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit right now. This is a word for you as a body of believers right now. Hallelujah. Sembroshtakai. Rombekastinemo labakai lidibiyasta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to you as a people, to you individually, to you that are fathers and are mothers, to you that are in the place of a shaking, the Lord says to you that fear not. Fear not, for I am with you and I go before you and I make the crooked places straight. For the enemy has tried to come to get your eyes off of the promise. The enemy has tried to come to get your eyes off of the promise and onto the circumstances and overwhelm you to the place of despair. But the Lord says, I go before you, I make the crooked places straight, and I bring a divine empowerment, because the Lord says, as you will begin to look up, as you will begin to look at my plan and my purpose, as you will begin to keep your mind stayed on me, that there is a releasing of the supernatural forces of heaven to go to work on your behalf. So even this day, the spirit of fear is eliminated in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear goes in the name of Jesus. I just hear the word so clearly. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. So rejoice. Rejoice knowing that I have even heard your cry. Rejoice knowing that my hand is upon you. Rejoice knowing that I have not left you, nor have I forsaken you, says the Spirit of the Lord. For this is a new day, and this is a new season. For even though the times may speak contradiction, even though the times may be contrary, this is the greatest time for the history of the church. This is the greatest time for my people. For in this hour, I shall even preserve my church. In this hour, I shall even preserve my body, says the Lord. I shall make them a city that is upon a hill. I shall make them a bright shining light. And many shall come and see what I am doing, even upon you as a people, even upon you. And they shall say, but how? And you shall give all the credit to him. They shall say, but how? And you shall say, for it is the grace of the Lord Jesus. It is the divine empowerment of heaven. It is the God that I serve. And many shall bow their knee, even those who have had the hardest of hearts. Even those, says the Lord, that you have been crying in your prayer closet about, that have pushed you aside because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I will even soften the hardest of hearts. I'm going to take out the heart of stone and I'm going to make them a heart of flesh. So don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. It's not over. This is your finest hour. Amen. It's not over. This is your finest hour. Amen. Everything up until now has been preparation. Everything up until now has been preparation. Be not discouraged. Be of good cheer. For I am with you. Say this with me, Lord. I receive your word of faith today. I receive my victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, if you have some faith in your heart, this word of God, the name of Jesus, the big shout of praise that we can. Hallelujah. 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 You can go ahead, if you can stay there, if you don't mind. Just I'll get you to play again. Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, are you ready for the word this morning? Let's go ahead and say that with me one more time. Desires. Dreams. And destiny.
Destiny.
One more time. Desires.
Dreams.
And destiny.
Destiny.
We're going to start this morning, if we have the scriptures. I know I sent them, and some of the scriptures I'm going to be quoting outside of it, but for the most part, we're going to have them on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, if you have your Bibles, or if you want to look at the screen right now, it says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Actually, you should say, hey, good looking. Turn to your other neighbor and say, hey, good looking. All right. I'm going to try and get into this as much as I can this morning here. Hallelujah. How many of you have been blessed just already coming to church already? Praise the Lord. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14 says, now thanks be unto God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Say that with me. Thanks be unto God. Who always. Say that with me one more time. Always. One more time. Always. How many times?
Always.
How many times?
Always.
Did it say sometimes?
Always.
Some of the time?
Always.
No, always. Now thanks be to God who always. Thank you. You were good. You guys are great. I'll give you 100%. Good. 10 points for listening really well. Now thanks be unto God who always leads us to triumph in Christ. And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. So sometimes I just wonder if we're actually reading the same Bible. I'm talking to myself here. Now, I want you to know something, that I get encouraged, and of course I've seen the Word of God working in my own life. Absolutely. Of course, I wouldn't be where I am today without having the Word of God working in me, through me, for my wife, my beautiful kids that are watching right now by way of live streaming. So if you're watching by way of live streaming, let's welcome our live streaming audience right now. Love you guys. But when I'm ministering, I'm also encouraging myself in the Lord.
Amen.
But it says, praise be unto God who always leads us into triumph.
Amen.
So that means that God is the one that leads us. And when God leads us, He doesn't lead us into a place of defeat. Praise be unto God who always, always means always, because that's what always means. That was pretty deep right there. That was amazing.
Always.
And He always leads us into triumph. Not sometimes or some of the time. Now, sometimes we've got to get into our own mind, which is why we call that the renewing of the mind. Sometimes we've got to get our faith to the place of believing in God that He is the one who always leads us into triumph. So we've got to, that's what we're talking about here, is settling in our hearts and mind, removing fear, removing doubt, removing unbelief, having an inward knowing that He is the one who not sometimes but always leads us into triumph. You know, saints of God, one of the most amazing things that will help you with what I've just been speaking about, the fact that God is always leading us into a place of triumph, always, is because it's already been done for us. You know, when we pray, as the church of God, how many of you believe that as a child of God that you're not defeated?
Amen.
How many of you know that He has made you victorious?
Yes.
Three of you, God bless you. How many of you believe He has made you victorious?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So when we are facing circumstances, how many of our victories did Jesus pay for at the cross? How many of our miracles, how many of our breakthroughs, how many of whatever we would need in terms of seeing God's manifested hand of provision, however that looks like in this life now, how much of it did Jesus take upon Himself at the cross of Calvary?
All of it.
All of it. Can you guys go ahead and say that all one more time?
All of it.
So He took all of your failures. He took all, everything that you would need in this life has already been taken upon the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, correct?
Yeah.
So when we pray, and when we understand, praise be unto God who always leads us into triumph, that triumph that we're talking about is the triumph that Jesus purchased for you and I.
Amen.
That means that when we pray, or when we operate in the place of faith, faith is not starting out from the place of defeat, understanding that I'm going to obtain my victory later. Faith starts understanding that the victory is already ours. Therefore, we declare it in advance. Instead of from the victory.
Yeah.
critical time. If we didn't understand that we're going to find ourselves praying for the victory, then from the victory.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that you have every one of my circumstances, and you've already given me every provision I need. You've already given me the victory for this. I release the victory you have already given me into my life, into my family, into my workplace, into my business, whatever I put my hands to, Lord, I release the victory that you've already given me. Amen? And by the way, the word triumph there means the victory, listen carefully, is the victory procession of a Roman general celebrating overcoming the enemy. The word triumph is a victory procession of a Roman general overcoming the enemy. In other words, you can take your I-95, and if you would take the Roman general would be grabbing his enemy, walking through I-95 or wherever the most congested part of town is in peak hour traffic, and he would be making a spectacle of his enemy. Right. Praise be unto God who has given me, come on, who always causes me to triumph. Come on, I'm not talking, he wants to give you such a victory that it would be an open spectacle. In other words, a place that would bring people to understand that it's impossible in your own ability, but there must be something greater, and we know what his name is. His name is Jesus. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
We're just getting warmed up right now. Well, what's this got to do with dreams, desire, and destiny? Absolutely everything. Because you're going to need exactly what we've spoken about right now in order to unlock that. You need to understand God's put a plan of purpose in your life. Come on, just by virtue, the Bible says, and I know it's further down, I'm going to go ahead and say it now, but Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you a hope. Let's go ahead and read which translation. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, man. I tell you what, I feel so excited about this morning. I'm just telling you right now. It's like, let me just tell you right now. I believe after today, it's like going to be like Holy Spirit Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
It's going to be like a pre-workout that never stops. Because I'm not ministering necessarily to your head this morning. I'm ministering to your spirit. I'm speaking the word of life to your spirit right now. Your head's still catching up with what your spirit's grabbing a hold of right now. And I'm telling you right now, there's no telling what God is going to do with your life. Come on. The only thing that you're going to be able to walk out of this door here today going is the choice to say, I'm in or I'm out. I'm all in or I'm all out. I'm all in. I'm going to go after God's plan. I'm going to go after because faith is going to be knocking at the door of your dream. That's what's happening this morning. Faith is knocking at the door of your destiny. Faith is knocking at the door of your dream this morning. Faith is knocking at the door of your purpose today. Say, will you believe again? Will you dare to dream again? Faith is saying, it's not over, baby.
Yeah.
Faith is saying, it's not over yet. Amen?
Amen.
Let me just go ahead and talk about a few different concepts of this word. The idea of destiny. How many of you heard, you know, in the Christian world, we talk a lot about, you know, God's destiny for your life. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the thoughts about it. Many ideas about destiny, many of the ideas, thoughts Christians have are rooted in Greek ideas that God is sovereign. We understand God is sovereign. But God also wants us to cooperate with Him. Are you
yes.
with me?
Yes.
That God is the one that causes anything and everything. He is the sole originator of all thoughts and decisions and actions. And when something goes wrong, God is to blame. Hello? If God orchestrates every detail of our life, then all we can do is align with His instructions and be told what to do. And guess what that does? It creates passivity and lethargy. Are you with me?
Yes.
No, we know that God is a personal, loving God. And when we just read that, I know the plans that I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, and to give you a hope. God has a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for us, but He invites our participation and initiative in this plan. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how many of you know that the enemy is a usurper of authority? He doesn't care whether you say, he doesn't care. The only thing he cares about is when you open up your mouth and the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But the point is, the only time that he will ever back down from you is when you say, no, in the name of Jesus, I tell you to go back to where you came from. The only thing that he is afraid of is a man and a woman of God who understand whose they are, meaning you belong to Him. You are a child of God, purchased with a price. You have the authority and the power of the name of Jesus, that at the mention of His name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess Jesus is Lord. He is only afraid of the believer that will take their authority over Him.
Yes.
Outside of that, He doesn't care about whether you say yes or no. In other words, He is a usurper of authority. He is a usurper of the will of a human being. And that is not the nature of God. God will never force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. He doesn't operate by the same way that the enemy operates. Now, he can coerce you. He can speak to you in a still small voice. The Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you. And he wants you to hear his voice and participate. Run along, grab a hold of what he's saying, and then willingly yield yourself to his plan and purpose. And that's how we begin to see what God has for our lives manifesting as we cooperate. Come on, as we begin to work together with him and his plans, then we'll see the manifestation of his purpose.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're talking about settling beyond a shadow of doubt, eliminating every bit of fear that God's got something extraordinary for every one of us. And we can do that because the word says here, God's destiny was planned before you were even born. Come on.
Amen.
Samson was destined to be a deliverer before he was even born. How many of you know the story of Samson? I'm not going to get into that right now. But Samson was destined to be a deliverer. The Bible says in Judges, the 13th chapter, 3 verse 5, I'm quickly going to read this for you here. It says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, 'Indeed, you are barren and have borne no children. But you shall conceive and bear a son.'" So first of all, this is like practically impossible. Yes, she's barren, but indeed you shall conceive and bear a son. So we're seeing the supernatural happening out of the place of impossibility. Amen. Amen? Amen? Come on. So in other words, there is a purpose that God is speaking into existence here concerning Samson. But he's speaking into a situation that is dead. And he's talking to the circumstance, which is the mother. He's saying, "Listen, I know you're barren, but you will conceive a son." Why don't you just find somebody that could conceive? Anybody with me? Because there's some prophetic connotation in that, amen? "Now therefore, please be careful and do not drink wine or similar drink, and do not eat anything unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." So God, Samson's assignment was already given before he was even conceived, and before he even went into his mother's womb, the prophetic word of the Lord was already released. Oh, mashakara masibo. I didn't come prepared to tell you what I'm just about to tell you right now. Oh, come on. Lord, help me deliver and say this the right way right now. Samson's mother was barren. The Lord spoke to an impossible circumstance and said, "You're barren, but in the midst of your barrenness, you're going to conceive, and out of that conception, deliverance is going to come." Amen. How many of you believe that Samson's mother was perhaps, not even perhaps, I would suggest strongly, had probably been very frustrated about the fact that she could not produce any children? How many of you understand that that would have probably been a deep frustration running within her life? How many of you would agree with that? Oh, let me go ahead and say this. I'm telling you right now, some of you in this place today, you have come here today, you have said that life and everything that life has basically mounted up to today, the equation of life and what that looks like to you through the lenses of your eyes, I'm telling you right now, God is speaking to you and he's saying, "You might feel like it's barren, but I'm declaring to you today that my plan and my purpose has not changed for you. Come on, you're going to conceive something supernatural." Oh, we can love Jesus in the shout of praise. Now that it's all dead, guess what? Now I'm going to make it alive. Anybody glad you came to church this morning? Jeremiah is destined to be a prophet. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and I ordained you." God created us long before he even formed us. Hallelujah. Come on. believe and say that God doesn't have a plan for your life. Impossible. Say that it's impossible.
Impossible.
God imagined trees. Let's go ahead and look at this, what I'm trying to illustrate to you here. God imagined trees. Then he created seeds. Are you with me? And every seed is potentially a tree. Are you with me? So in other words, God imagined what the tree looked like, created a seed, and every seed is potentially a tree. Are you with me? God imagined your life. He knew you before he created you, saw the end from the beginning, and then you were brought into this world. Come on, we don't have to go through the birds and the bees. We understand. Immaculate conception took place. You came into this world. God imagined you. He created you. He saw you, the end from the beginning. Then the purpose came when you came out of your mother's womb. Then your faith came at some point in your life. You responded to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, okay, check mark one. Now for the rest of the journey, God's saying, come on, the hosts of heaven are cheering you on. Come on. We therefore we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Come on. We are being cheered on by the saints of all. And God is saying, come on, pursue the destiny that I have for your life. I'm telling you right now, if you don't get excited about what you're hearing today, your wood is wet. In actual fact, if I was you, and I was sitting on the front row, I probably would have done a Holy Ghost jig a couple of times already. Because the Spirit of the Lord had decided, just like David said, I'll become even more undignified than this. I would begin to jump up, shout, run around the building, give God the glory. Oh, come on. What would we do? I told you that we just received a check for $5 million. How would you react if I put a check for $5 million in your hands this morning? How much more should we not rejoice?
In other words, okay, God, I understand.
prepared beforehand for me. And thirdly, the time period in this life, a period of time to accomplish God's purpose. The time factor that we have, time has been allocated to us as a time to accomplish that which God has prepared before for us beforehand. Amen? And then I'm going to just kind of start winding things down here for the sake of time. But Psalms 139 verse 16, beautiful verse of scripture, says this: "Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written. The days are fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them." Can we see here? Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Say this with me: dreams, desires, and destiny. I want to do two things, and I don't want to do this just to brush over them. And before I do that, let me just ask a question real quick. I'll get to go ahead for something really quickly. So, I'm going to do two things, but before I go into that right now, I want to say this. How many of you want to have hands laid on you as a way of just releasing the blessing of the Lord this morning as a blessing? Okay. Now, I want to tell you, I'm going to lay hands and probably pray for some of you this morning. But I know something that you don't know. And the reason I'm going where I'm going right now is because I believe that this is a divine setup between today and next Sunday. Somebody say next Sunday.
Next
Sunday.
Hallelujah.
How many of you would enjoy to kind of under the same banner or the same theme? I've got something else prepared, but how many of you would enjoy almost like a part two of today?
Yes.
Anybody in this house? Okay. So what I'm trying to say is, and because we want to have a little bit of a build-up into next week Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do a laying on of hands service. That means if you've got breath in your body and you can breathe, maybe you didn't look like you were breathing very much, but you could blink your eyes. If you could do any of that, then we're going to go ahead and pray and lay hands on you. We're going to do a full laying on of hands service next week. Are you excited about that? Okay. Now, the other thing I want to encourage you to do is tell somebody, there's this crazy guy with a crazy accent coming back to our church next week. Invite somebody. Amen?
Yeah.
Invite somebody. Not just because, you know, you feel like it's your job and your duty and you should really feel that way, but because you know that what you experienced today in terms of God just really ministering to you, that you know somebody could sit in this atmosphere and could for 45 minutes or an hour of their time sit in this atmosphere to get faith stirred up within them to get into God's plan and His construct. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go ahead and do that. But for now, I'm going to do two things. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking around this place this morning. If you're here and you fall under any one of these three categories, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Nobody's looking around right now. Nobody can see you. Nobody can see anything that's going. This is between you and heaven. But if you're here and you say to yourself, I've never accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I've heard about Jesus. I've even gone to church a few times. But I've never engaged with the Lord on a personal level in actually letting Him have the Lordship of my life. I've never invited Him into my life. I've never engaged with Him in a relationship that I'm speaking to you. Number two, you're here today and you've grown cold. You know you're not serving God 100% the way that you should. You actually say, I've grown cold. I'm not on fire like I used to be. I'm not serving God like I used to be. And I know that where I'm at right now, I need some adjustments. I need the changes. Then number two, I'm speaking to you. Then number three, and this is not to put fear in anybody, but the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that on the other side of eternity, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to show. Tomorrow is not promised to us. That being said, if today were to be your last breath, you say, I don't know where I would go to spend eternity. Then I'm speaking to you right now. You want the assurance of your salvation. So one, you've never made Jesus your personal Lord and Savior. Number two, you're backslidden and you've grown cold. And then number three, you want to have the assurance of your salvation that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then really quickly, on the count of three, while every head's bowed, every eye closed around this building, I want you to quickly just raise your hand just so that I can include you in this prayer this morning. On the count of three, nobody looking around right now. One, two, three. If you want me to include you, God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? You might be having an inward battle in your heart right now. You want to respond this morning. Just one other 10 more seconds. While every head's bowed, every eye closed. Hallelujah. All right. Could I invite everybody to pray this with me just for a few seconds here before I move on? I want you to go ahead and say this with me. Father, today I ask you to come and be my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Come and take residence in my life, in Jesus' name. Your word says that if I believe in my heart and that if I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead, that I will be saved. So Jesus, I confess you with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you rose from the dead and that you are my Lord and Savior. Father, wash me of all of my sins. Cleanse me. Change me. Use me. Fill me. From this day forward, I will never be the same again. You've taken out the heart of stone and you've put in a heart of flesh. And Lord, I thank you that I know that I know my name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Say this with me. I am a child of God. I am a part of the family of God. Now, saints of God, can we go ahead and just give the Lord one big shout of praise right now? I'm going to go ahead and pray for some of you, but what we're going to do is, I believe I'm going to be handing over to you in just a second. When she is done, I'm going to invite those of you, now listen carefully, those of you that walked into this place. Maybe this is not even for you. Maybe you're sitting in this building and you're saying, man, I just wish so-and-so was here today. I just really wish they were here today to hear this. Then I want you to come and stand in the gap for them. Stand proxy for them. Yeah. Amen? Amen? But including you. But I'm going to pray for you. Those of you that have even been confronted by any form of discouragement, any form of hopelessness, any form of even depression that has tried to rob believers of the joy of their salvation, that has got the enemy has got them so caught up in the circumstances of life. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to lay hands and just pray for you. I'm going to pray one prayer at the end once she comes up. We're going to go ahead and pray one prayer. And then I'm going to go ahead and line people up. I'm going to need some ushers to stay and help. We're going to go ahead and just pray for everybody and release that. So that when hands are laid upon you, remember, we're not praying for the victory, we're praying from the victory here this morning. That we're going to believe by faith that from today, everything changes. Say that with me. From today, everything changes. Say it one more time. From today, everything changes. All right, praise God. Now, I'm just about to invite, what's it? As an Anna, Anna. Okay. I'm just about to invite Anna up, but I want to go ahead and quickly share this with you because I'm not going to have time to do that. How many of you enjoyed this morning's message? And here's the thing. Listen, it doesn't really matter who I am. It all matters who Jesus is. And that's what we live for. We live to see the church in America, because we're called here. We're missionaries to America. And obviously we travel to the nations, but my primary calling is to stir up and awaken the church in America. Come on, because we have a sleeping giant. This, the church, come on. It's not over for America yet. It is not over. We are going to see a great awakening. We are going to see a mighty move of God, such as we have never seen sweeping through this land. Am I speaking to America this morning? I said we're going to see a mighty move of God, such as we've never seen before, sweeping through this land. So our ministry is DestinyRevivalMinistries.com. We have these little flash drives. They're pretty nifty. You know, you just go ahead and you tilt it and the USB comes out. If anything, let me go ahead and say this. We have these going in the back at the product table for $20 each. Inside there will be an audio and video folder. On the audio folder there are 11 audio messages. And on the video folder, there are 5 videos. Now, if I had to sell these separately, it would be a lot more. So we're really giving them away at a very reduced cost. But I want to encourage you to go ahead and get one of these. Somebody say these $20. Somebody say $20. Yeah. So these are $20. Don't forget to get one at the book table. If anything, they might bore you to death. Whatever the content is, go ahead and delete it. And then at least you've got a flash drive. All right? But praise God. Come on, can we give Jesus one more shout of praise?
Jesus speaking because we know Jesus speaking because it's in red, right? So when Jesus is
speaking, we're going to listen. And he says, anyone who receives you, referring to a minister of the gospel, anyone who receives you receives me, and that's Jesus. And anyone who receives Jesus receives the Father who sent him. So when we look at the word receive, it means welcome, to accept, to honor, right? So I'm going to focus on the word honor right now, and our next scripture we're going to read is 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18 in the Amplified Version. You guys are amazing. It says, the elders who perform their leadership duties well are to be considered worthy of double honor. That means financial support, right? There is honor, and so there's honor, then there's double honor. So we're looking at double honor as financial support. Monetary, that means money, guys, okay? Especially those who are hard at work preaching and teaching the Word of God concerning eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. Our best news ever, right? Best news ever, Jesus Christ. But the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while it's treading out the grain to keep it from eating. I'm not talking about you, Doctor. I mean, Pastor Mark. And the worker is worthy of his wages. He deserves fair compensation, right? So we look at the word fair. I like to look at words in the dictionary. I'm a little basic that way. The word fair means ample. So I look up ample in the dictionary. What does that mean? That means generous. Generous or more than adequate and generously sufficient. So we look at that as fair compensation means generous compensation. I work with eye surgeons. I'm an OR nurse. I work in a facility north of us. And every day, the doctors come in, and they get paid. They get paid. They take out cataracts, and they put new lenses in so the people can see. Or if the patient has a damaged cornea, they take out the damaged cornea, and we get a donor cornea, and they sew on the donor cornea so the patient can see. So those guys get paid. Surgeons get paid. How many of you know that Pastor Mark was a surgeon this morning? Yeah. Yeah. Amen? He was a surgeon. Pouring in some Holy Ghost Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
Is that work? It's like you pay for someone to do a typical thing, but do y'all remember when Bill Weiss came? Anybody ever seen him?
Yeah.
Anybody seen his videos of what hell is like?
Yeah.
For one thing, we're not going to hell. If anybody, and the person who raised, whoever raised their hand today, we want to minister to you afterwards, by the way, so if you just stay in your seat, someone will come and help you, just pray with you afterwards. But we get to go to heaven. And so how much is that worth? Think about that. You know? Someone that ministers the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we're not living in hell, can't breathe, can't smell anything nice. I mean, just think about that. That's enough to freak you out. Okay? So I don't care how you slice it up. A minister of the gospel should get paid more than an eye surgeon. We love our surgeons up there, but I'm just saying. And so I was thinking about what he's teaching today. When I was talking to Pam before the service about, she was talking about destiny and how children need to be around a teaching, a preaching of, you know, the gospel and what is their destiny. And my granddaughter. I'm not going to cry thinking about it, but when she was little, I prayed over her every day when she was at my house, I let her in the crib. I was like, let her fulfill her destiny. That was my heart for her. How much more does God want us to fulfill our destiny? Are you kidding me? I mean, think about your children. You've always prayed for them. Lord, let them fulfill their destiny. And so that's really important. And that is the heart of the Father for their children to fulfill their destiny. And so Pastor Mark will never be the same because you came to visit us. So next week, if you don't bring somebody, shame on you. Anyway, listen to Jerry Servelle teach. And so God remembers our offerings. Every offering that you put in the bucket, we're talking about our tithes for sure, but when you put an offering in above your tithe, God is watching, God remembers. And so I was listening to Jerry Servelle this week, and he's so good. He was talking about offerings. And so I'm going to do one more scripture, and then we're going to take up our offering. And so he was talking about Psalm 20, verse 1 through 4 in the CEV version. It's actually a Psalm of David. And he's praying, and he says, I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble, and the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts or your offerings and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most. and let it all go well for you. So I pray that over you guys today, that you are generous, the Christian Family Church is generous. We are always ministering to our the people that come to minister to us. And we're not tight-fisted, we're not afraid, we're not going to have enough, because when you put in the offering, God remembers your offering, and He makes sure you're taken care of. And so we're going to take up our offering right now. So our ushers, you come forward, please, and we're going to watch a video, and then Pastor Mark is going to pray over us again before we go.
We're going to be starting the final Christian Growth Seminar for this year. And I really want to encourage you, if you haven't yet attended the Christian Growth Seminar, you really need to do this. It is a life-changing Bible study. I can't tell you how many people have told me how this changed their life. I've had so many people tell me, Pastor Steve, I've been a Christian for 15 years, 20 years, and yet I learned more in the 4 nights of the Christian Growth Seminar than I've learned my whole Christian life. You really need to attend this class. So it starts on Tuesday, November the 7th. I'm going to be teaching the class. The class is free of charge. And I want to, if you haven't attended this, I want you to raise your hand right now, and the ushers are going to give you a sign-up enrollment card. Beautiful, that card. So we learn so much on this course. You'll learn, you know, how to know that you're going to heaven when you die, how to understand salvation, you understand water baptism, you learn how to pray and see results when you pray, you learn how faith works, you learn how to walk in God's financial blessing, you learn how to find your place in the kingdom of God, and there's so many things you're going to learn. You need to do this. So I hope to see you there, November the 2nd, November the 7th, it's on a Tuesday night. Don't miss it. God bless you.
It's a wonderful experience. You must come to the Christian Growth Seminar.
It's opened up a whole new world in the Bible. I've gone to church all my life.
I thought it was incredibly awesome, life-changing.
Pastor Steve is amazing. He makes it so easy and so understanding.
It was really powerful. I learned so much in a short period of time. And I've been a Christian for a number of years, and surprisingly, in every section, there was something to be learned.
I have been a seeker of truth for as long as I can remember, and I have learned more in this experience than I have the whole time in my many years.
I thought it was phenomenal. I loved it. Pastor Steve Barry is a wonderful teacher. He explains things that created in me a new hunger and a fire for more of God's Word.
Pastor Steve is a wonderful teacher. He brings a lot of clarity and depth of experience to his teaching. We just enjoyed the class thoroughly. It refreshed our Christian walk, and we grew closer to each other, actually, as a couple. So we're very grateful for the class.
I recommend it to any new Christian, old Christian, anybody that wants to further their faith.
And let's just say there's more fire, I'm reading the Word more than ever, and it's just been incredible. I don't want it to end. Incredibly awesome. Most definitely I would recommend it to anybody and everybody.
I would invite all your friends, if I were you, to come and share this experience.
Please make sure you do attend this class, because you're going to understand things that could take you years and years to understand otherwise. It'll cut through a lot of questions for you. So I really suggest this for your growth.
And I recommend it to everybody.
I think it was well worth coming to.
Really, really enjoyed it, and I would suggest this class for anybody.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we're going to go ahead and dismiss those who need to go. That's fine. What is it? Okay, we can go ahead. Oh, they haven't taken it. Okay, go ahead. Well, Adam, you can come up here in the meantime and address
the ushers bring it, take the offering.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right. Let's go ahead and have the keyboard playing right now. All right, guys. So everybody that wants prayer, I want you to go ahead and come up here. Just stay in an atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. just come up to the front and just line up across the hallway. We'll get, make sure everybody that comes up that wants me to pray for them. This is not going to take a long time. We're going to go ahead and do an